Since 1996, South Sudan has its own curriculum, despite not complete, but now we have a complete curriculum starting from early childhood development, primary, secondary, alternative education system, community girls' schools, and teacher training. We have a complete curriculum now done. Of course, if I say done, there are some stages which are not yet completed. For instance, the development of teaching and learning materials, still we are going to embark on it. And this launching is even partly trying to bring our partners and our publishers all over, particularly in the region and worldwide, to come and share with us so that they can also participate in the development of the teaching and learning material, which is now a very important stage which is left behind.
Okay. Yes, tell us briefly what is entailed in this national curriculum that's going to be launched tomorrow.
The national curriculum, you know, a curriculum is the heart of a nation.
Mm-hmm.
It is the tool, the potent tool, that develops the nation to the direction and aspiration of the people of that nation. Therefore, our curriculum, the current curriculum, is made in such a way that it is addressing our needs in South Sudan. And, you know, if I say briefly, our needs are many. We are almost the last country in the world in development. We are in the fourth world group of nations. So our aspect, our aspiration is to go to the first world. So this curriculum is aiming to sail us from this fourth world to the first world. And therefore, if I say like that, it means a lot for us. It means peace for us, peace and harmony and coexistence, unity and development. And then the aspect development itself, what does it mean for us? For us, it means a lot. It doesn't mean the same as in Europe. It means to us as unique as South Sudanese. What we need currently in South Sudan is that we need to develop our people to be in peace. Then secondly, to catch up with industrialization so that we go to the first world. At present, we have a lot of resources in South Sudan which are utilized in a wrong way. I mean it utilized in a wrong way, in such a way that I'm saying we are selling our raw material at giveaway prices, like oil, like agriculture products, and so on. But we need the development to occur such that we bring those raw material and sell it as a final product, finished product.
Yes, sir. As the Director General in the National Ministry of Education, and you are launching this national curriculum tomorrow, and teachers outside there will be thinking, yes, launching this national curriculum is one of the issues, but handling the issues that is facing the education system in South Sudan is another one. So how do you deal with the two?
Sunny, there are two stages of curriculum work.
Mm-hmm.
One stage is development. The second stage is implementation. The development, as I said before, we have reached a stage of having already curriculum framework, and we have already subject syllabuses. And what we need next now is production of teaching and learning materials. And after production of teaching materials, we go to the next stage, which is implementation. The implementation is where we are going to orient our human resources. The human resources includes teachers, education managers, inspectors, all people of education, and all the stakeholders of education to understand our curriculum and all put their hands and support to see that it is implemented successfully. And launching, as I said, is only giving information to people that we have something almost ready and it is now on the way for implementation.
So does it address the issue of the different set of education we have in this country? Like, for example, the government came up with a system of fading out this Sudan school certificate. And also we have other country, other states in the country where they are sitting for the Uganda certificate of education, like parts of Central Equatorial State and also Eastern Equatorial State used to sit for this papers from Kenya, and also part of Jungle Upper Nile used to sit for papers from Ethiopia. Does it address all this?
I'm happy to tell you that currently, two out of the 10 states in the Republic of South Sudan are fully now implementing our curriculum for South Sudan. That is Eastern Equatoria and Central, Western Equatoria. And the remaining eight, we are now on the process. This launching and training of the teachers for in the area of implementation, and then preparing the human resource, getting the materials to be dismantled in the school, will ensure that all the state implement our curriculum. The foreign curriculum from the neighbors and from Sudan or East Africa, these are curriculum developed for those countries. They are not meeting our exact needs of South Sudan. Any country must develop its own country to meet its need. There are areas which are common, but there are some areas unique for us. For instance, for our case, our emphasis now is peace and harmony, national unity and development. But other countries might have different priority. Therefore, those who are sitting other examination from the neighboring countries or using the curriculum of neighboring countries eventually will get out. We hope by 2018 every school, every institution of education will use our own curriculum.
Okay, let's take some few callers and we shall be getting back to you as our guest is here in the studio from the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology. Hello, Redimira. Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Marco from Ye.
Marco from Ye. Go ahead, Marco.
Yeah, my question is to Bess. Why do examination for senior four delay up to February instead of December?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, we can pick another call. Lore de Mira.
Hello, Sunday Martin.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Fine. Your name?
Is me first, Gassimini Mundo.
Okay, go ahead.
In fact, just I want to ask only one question to our guest in today.
Mm-hmm.
They said that now they are now launching education system tomorrow. But I don't know whether like the people are now seeking for South Sudanese syllabus. But according to my view, people are now saying that South Sudanese school certificate is not recognized. Then how they are now put these things in a good way?
Okay. Yes, Director General, first question from Marco in Ye is that the people who sit for the senior four exams, they delay and they're supposed to be done around December there to allow people go for Christmas and come back for maybe the result around February.
Yeah, thank you very much for that question. That is, first of all, there are two examinations which are occurring, two or three examinations which are occurring here.
Mm-hmm.
The Sudan school certificate usually is set in April, and that's why it is delaying. But ours, the South Sudan school certificate, will be set in October. But this year, if it delays, it will delay because of some logistic issues. And you know, we are in a situation of a bit of disharmony in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there are some challenges beyond the control of the ministry, which will make us push the thing ahead. And also to know that we are still also on the process of developing and strengthening our examination council. There are sometimes we have to go and print some of our things abroad, and sometimes also machinery and so on might be in problem. This might be some of the challenges that makes the examination to be taken to that time if it is there. But otherwise, the South Sudan school certificate is supposed to be set in November, December.
Okay. Now, the other question is coming from Festo Gassim in Mundri, saying that when people sit for the South Sudan school certificate, when you go somewhere, like, for example, in Sudan, it's not recognized.
Yeah, there are several things which has to be looked into that aspect. You know, as I said, we are still developing our examination sectors, and also we need to include our certificates in the evaluation authority of the regions and internationally. That is, actually, we need to have the authority that says this examination set is according to the standard like this.
Okay, let me just ask, has it come to that notice of the ministry that maybe somewhere the South Sudan school certificate is not being recognized in any other country?
Actually, it is not the South Sudan school certificate. Uh-huh. It is mostly the Sudan school certificate which is being set by our people in the neighboring countries, like East African countries. You know, those ones will go 3 years secondary school. Mm-hmm. But in East Africa, it is 4 years secondary school. That is
O-level.
In Uganda, it is also A-level there. So this confusion is the one causing problem. But that issue is already discussed, and a lot of our children are already admitted in, particularly in Kenya and Uganda, and also in Ethiopia, for higher institution of education.
So, as you are writing the national curriculum, and it is being launched tomorrow, have you considered all these aspects of when you finish Sudan school certificate, you go to Uganda, in Uganda you spend 6 years in secondary school, but here in the system of Sudan you only spend 3 years. Have these all been taken into account?
Actually, there is a regional body, Northern Corridor Integration project. Fortunately, I'm a member of it. All these aspects are being discussed. And also, not only that, we are also harmonizing school fees for our people in the region. South Sudan is part of that region, although it is not yet part of East Africa. All this issue of certification and so on are being discussed. And soon it will all be resolved. But even now, it is not an obstacle, because we have a small body that can act as evaluation body. If any child from ASEA, any learner, goes to Uganda, that learner goes to UNEP for equation of the certificate. If that learner goes to Kenya, there is also National Examination Body there, which is equating the certificate. At present, it is not a complete obstacle. There might be some problem, and we are already taking care of that. In Northern Corridor Project Integration.
Okay. And finally, Director, as you launch this national curriculum tomorrow, how will it enhance the education system in this country?
Yeah, as I said before, it will change the aspect of learning, the method of learning, and the context of learning in a way that it will fit our situation to meet the needs of this nation and its people.